Hey everybody, welcome to the Warping Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 314, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 21, Heir to the Throne.
It aired October 23rd, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Jonathan Zacher. The old crew team up is back.
They got the band back together.
A two-man band is back together. That's a joke that will be at the end of the episode, because that definitely got cut.
What, the baby part? Well, I wasn't referencing that joke. I felt like I needed something at the end.
Okay. It's a good... Baby is a good way to end a lot of sentences.
Yeah.
Or that or daddy.
Daddy. Watch it, daddy.
Daddy. Computer took your job, daddy. All right. So I recently swallowed in some water, I guess, in a bad way. I don't know what happened, but I'm coffee. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, and come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Lost Galaxy has been pretty good. The last two episodes were, like, a little poopy, but they weren't too bad.
Here's what you do. You watch episode 14 on.
13 on.
13. Do you start at 13 or after?
Start 13? At 13.
Start at 13.
Yes.
And then watch from there on. And then maybe, like, don't watch 19 or 20.
In a reverse Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Or
don't watch the two-parters.
Put 19 and 20 on while you're doing something.
But, like, have
fun.
Something to do. Yeah. So, we have not recorded in a week and a day. So. I don't remember anything that happened last week. Hopefully it's not super important to this episode. So let's go watch Heir to the Throne.
Go Galactic!
And we're back, and we just watched Heir to the Throne, and it was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
I enjoyed it. There's a nice arc. There's denouement. It was good.
There's what?
Denouement?
What's that?
It's it's sort of like, how do I explain it? It's like an arc completing.
What? Okay.
Like,
okay. I was gonna say what in this episode was it, but you can't probably tell me that. But I think I know.
Yeah.
So you don't need to tell
you
me.
You feel it
yeah.
in the air. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. I was recently on MorphinGrid.tumblr.com, and who boy have I not updated that in a while. I don't know, guys. I don't know what to tell you. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating and review, that would be great. Also, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, and you help support the show. I said that backwards. You help support the show, and in return, you get some cool stuff. It helps out a bunch, and we really appreciate it. So maybe consider doing that. It's a Monday episode.
Yeah, and it's been a minute.
It has. We do have some new patrons, so let me pull up that. All right, Josh, are you ready to thank our new patrons?
I am always ready for a good thanking.
I'm going to leave that one where it is. How dare you sully the name of thanks in this of all days. I almost said 11th November. Guys, we're still in last week to you guys, and it is just retail hell week, and my brain is mush. So I don't know if we... did these first couple last week, or that was on Pokemon World
Tour,
so, like,
again.
Maybe you're gonna get double thanks. First up is Charged Archetype.
Thanks, Charged.
I don't know.
I don't want to say the whole thing, because I just do first names.
First names. I did the whole thing, because it seems like a business or service. Next up is Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole.
And Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor.
And Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
And finally, Dion.
Thanks, Dion.
I said that with a question mark at the end because I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. I feel
well,
like
I'm going off what you said, so if I'm wrong, it's your
That's
fault.
That's on me. Josh, do we have any new reviews?
We do. We have one on iTunes.
Oh, hot dog.
By iTunes user Ghoulish Janine.
Oh, that's Janine.
That is Janine. It is titled Infectious Enthusiasm, and it is 5 stars.
5 stars. 5?
I have been listening to Jake and Josh for a few months, going through their enormous back... I almost said back catalog, but it's just the word backlog of shows from the 3rd season of Mighty Morphin and finally caught up. From my time listening, I can say that there is nothing better than listening to two grown men talk about something they love, even when it makes them question their own sanity. Yes.
you got your money's worth on that one this year.
Yeah, wait, you get to Turbo. Oh, you've already caught up.
Yeah, she's caught up. Yeah.
Yikes, huh?
Turbo was good. Leave Turbo alone.
I thought I put my Power Rangers days behind me, but this podcast got me to do everything from watch an episode about a jacket that makes a robot evil to write fan fiction.
Yeah.
If you're a Power Rangers fan, you should listen. If you're not, these guys can help you with that.
Thank you very much, Janine. Janine actually has her own podcast called The Ghoulish Fun Cast, where they go through a bunch of old spooky stuff from their childhoods. I think they're doing Goosebumps right now.
Are they doing? I think you're right. I think they're doing Goosebumps. They might also, or instead of that, be doing Are You Afraid of the Dark? I can't remember.
At least the first episode was Goosebumps.
Okay, they're probably just doing Goosebumps then.
Yeah.
I was going to look, but.
So I don't know if they're like going back and forth or what, but I listened to the first episode. It was very fun, so go check it out. And again, thank you very much, Janine. Yeah, Jacket Up says best episode of Power Rangers. I'm going to put my stamp on that.
It's got that Jake Mason seal of approval.
I take that back. It's the best episode of Power Rangers non-Time Force division because I don't know if I can rank anything against some of the, like...
It's got the official Jake Mason seal of quality is what it is.
Super good. And guys, I can't wait until we get to Movie Madness. The Time Force episodes, they're going to be great. Shannon Bader's going to be on for both of those. But Jake, you don't have guests on 2 parts. We're making an exception because 1, Shannon, and 2, they're great episodes. speaking of guests, I don't actually know if we're going to be having any for the rest of this season. Between our schedules being very weird.
Just the time of year that it is.
Yeah, it's a bonkers time. Literally the rest of the year is kind of bad for us. So... I know some people wanted to do some guest spots, and I just don't think that'll happen this year. If time frees up around when that happens, maybe we'll try to make it work. I know next season, which will be in the new year, we should be good. So for Lightspeed Rescue, which I hear is a boring season, so we're going to need some guests to help us out.
Spice it up.
Yeah, we're going to drag people into this muck with us. Come sit on this trash pile with us, the King Raccoons.
Yeah, you've all been warned.
Yeah. So you're on notice. I had something else to say. I think I was just going to talk about a show that I'm not talking about watching, but that's it.
Okay.
I'm watching this show. And I don't want to talk about it until I'm all caught up because I know some people will be like, wait till this thing happens. I'm like, well, that's a spoiler. Like, I know it is.
Yeah.
it's a pretty nerdy show, and I don't want a bunch of nerds coming out of the woodwork to tell me about their opinions on it until I have watched the whole thing. So I'm waiting until I finish. But it's a very good show, and I really want to talk about it with people. I've just decided that I'm not. Do you want to talk about this show, Lost Galaxy?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Okay. We start off on the Blade ship. Deviant comes in, and he just cannot find Trakeena anywhere.
No, I feel maybe like he's not looking.
It seems like he does have a line in a minute about how she will stay lost.
But even the way he says it, he's like, she's gone.
She's in the wind.
She doesn't want to be found.
She cannot be found. I tried so hard. And Scorp's like, well, it's her destiny to rule the universe. I gotta make her a bug and she's gonna rule. And he's like, yeah, or maybe no. And then he's like, I'm not gonna look for her. And then he walks away and he goes to go do something. And then we cut to a cloaked figure. I just said figure. Like how how Hermione says it in the audiobooks.
That's a deep cut.
I'm just going to keep it.
It's a very specific Venn diagram.
It's me That's it. And maybe Shannon. I think Shannon's read, listened to the audiobooks for the Harry Potters. And probably Alan. I don't know. Probably tons of people. They're very good audiobooks.
Well, I mean, I know people have listened to
them. Super obscure book series, Harry Potter.
I'm just saying, for the people listening to this podcast that have also listened to the Harry Potter audiobooks, that Venn diagram
is probably pretty small. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, moving on. The cloaked figure is Trakina. She collapses. She's like got a cloak on, but that's it. Other than that, it's just like regular Trakina. She like collapses, but she like pushes her way back up because she gets knocked down. But she gets back up again. You're never going to keep her down.
No.
Ain't going to happen.
But her staff, though, will stay down.
It did stay down. She left it. I guess she decided that a walking stick was of no more use to her, even though it's very helpful.
Yeah.
When you're stumbly.
Maybe she just like
forgot.
She's probably delirious.
That's true.
I don't know why she teleported off of the blade ship into the middle of a desert instead of just into town.
I think she was running away and like didn't know where she was going. She landed somewhere and she's like, ah, beans. And I think the only way she can teleport is to go back to the blade ship and then teleport from there.
Right. I think, and who knows who will see it when you do that.
It's just a hassle. So we go to the theme song, and when we come back, we're at the Monster Saloon on the planet Onyx from last year.
Yeah, that was last year, because Darkonda came here.
Yes, this is where Andros came to retrieve the Zordon cards.
Yeah.
Remember how that played out?
Everybody played poker with circles.
Yeah, circle poker. So she walks in, she's like, to the dinosaur bartender, which is the same bartender, which is very nice.
I like this little throwback.
I do too.
This little nod to their own mythology. It's nice.
It is. It's a rare instance of Power Rangers remembering its own history. And as a wrestling fan, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, wrestling doesn't remember anything that it was doing, even maybe the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sometimes.
Sometimes you have a whole pay-per-view and everything that happened before the build-up to it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's all gone. And sometimes they just throw all character alignments and everything out because like some people have blue t-shirts and some people have red
t-shirts.
That's
right. Nothing matters except for these two siblings having a fight.
Even maybe sometimes if one of the blue t-shirt guys the week before was like, I hate SmackDown so much. And the next week he's like, yes, I will go to war and die for SmackDown. It's very stupid, and I hate it. But Braun Strowman did not get eliminated in the...
He made Triple H poop his pants.
He did.
From the GIF that I saw, Triple H looked very scared of him.
Did you see the video afterwards of him walking into a video screen?
I did see that, too. But just when Braun Strowman had him in the corner and was, like, yelling at him,
yeah.
I've never seen Paul Levesque look scared like
so
that.
It was so good. It's my best friend, Braun Strowman. He's so fast. She walks into this Monster Saloon, and there's some guys leering because she's a babe and probably the only woman in there.
Yeah, I think we can confirm that.
I didn't see any other women in there, not even like barmaids or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of these guys have like weird semi. They're not like in monster. Some are in monster suits. Some are like straight up monsters.
Yeah.
One of them's a dinosaur with a vest on. You know, obviously there's like a little barrel man and then there's like a robot made of zippers. They'll be important later.
Be important.
Zipper robot and barrel man are my new, it's my favorite Mega Man game. It's Mega Man Z and I loved it so much. But everyone else is like a paintball mask on or like a big nose.
His nose has a couple extra nostrils in it.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, look, they're alien. And I really like that. It's very Star Trek.
They look like, yes, they are monsters, but they are not the class of monsters that someone is going to call to fight the Power Rangers.
Yeah, no one's sending them to fight Power Rangers.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, can I get a drink? And the dinosaur bartender's like, and takes his time doing it. So she just grabs one of these guys' drinks and takes a sip, and it's bad because it's like a green... It's in like an apple teeny.
It's Ecto Cooler. It's Trini's uncle's Ecto Cooler.
Oh, well, then she should be invisible now. But she is not.
Well, they worked the kinks out.
They figured it out. So she spits it out onto the other dude. And then a fight breaks out because she just took a man's drink and spit it on another man. And now, if you'll recall, Trakina, pretty bad at fighting. Unless she has her staff to blast people, which she left in the desert.
Yeah.
I was so enraptured with this fight that I did not write down any notes about it, other than she lands on feet just feet on a table next to Zipper Megan Man.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, can I help you? Because he's a robot, so he's British.
Yeah, sure.
Obviously. I think this tracks from Machine Empire.
What are the writers of Power Rangers trying to say about England?
That,
and that all of the robots are British.
Maybe they're just trying to say that, like, robots are fancier than us. Even when they're not, they just always sound
even,
right.
Even when they are just too many zippers, they're yeah. still very fancy.
I love this zipper boy
is
so much.
Is British?
Yeah.
I have tracks with his big neck frill.
He's a British.
Yeah.
I could not tell you which British he is. But he is one of them. So she loses and is thrown out because she's like, I don't need your help. I got this. I'm Trakina, blah, 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 blah. And she gets thrown out. And then the guys that she was fighting come after her, like, to, like, beat her up more in the street.
They did really beat her up in the bar,
they
too.
They did. Like, there was, like, and I like that. I appreciate that they were like, well, you're a girl, so we'll... They were like, no, you're being a dink in a bar, and we're all evil, so we're just going to beat you
yeah.
up. We're going to bar fight you like regular. And she did bad because she's not a fighter, as is, like, in her character. And I yeah. like that. But she's thrown out, and they're like, all right, I guess let's just, like, kick her in the head until she dies for a while or whatever. And as they come out, this is when Megan Man Z comes out, and he's like,
oh, I get it. Z's
zipper.
For zipper. I thought it was just like, it's not X, it's Z.
No, it's because of zippers. His name is Villamax, but I'm just going to call him Megan Man Z for the rest of his tenure here, so get used to that. So he comes out, he kicks they butts. It's
he
really
does.
Good.
I don't think he moves from the spot he's in.
No, he does. You haven't seen Kingsman: The Secret Service.
Correct.
It's very good. It's the best Bond movie of the last 20 years. 20 years, yeah. Because GoldenEye came out 25 years ago, almost.
Yikes.
Wow. Oh, I just felt my bones crumble. There's a scene where Harry, I don't remember his last name. He plays...
Harry Kingsman.
He is a Kingsman. His code name is Galahad. I don't remember Harry's last name.
Harry Galahad,
the Kingsman. And he goes into this bar, and they're like, get out of here, you fancy dink. I hate you. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, and he walks over to the door, and he locks it, and he's like, I'm going to beat you up now for being rude. And that's what Megan Man Z does.
Yeah.
And it's great. And he doesn't, but he doesn't move. He just like beats him up from a standing position, and he starts walking to Trakina, and it's like a little menacing. But I think that's just because like the suit actor's like
trying to move
well, and like it looks, it's just not like a clunky suit, but it's just like it's got big broad shoulders, and he's trying to like
yeah.
you know, make that work.
It's a muscle monster suit.
Yeah, and then one of the guys like goes like to like get him, and he just turns around and is like, huh! And the guy they run away, they fall over, they trip over a horse.
It's a little slapstick at
yeah,
the end there.
It's pretty nice. I said, it's not a horse. I wanted to finish that, but I couldn't figure out what the bar that you tie horses to are.
Oh, it's a...
A horse bar.
A horse bar. A horse tie.
You trip over the horse tie, and then they run away. And he introduces himself as Villamax, and she's like, well, I'm Trakina. I'm the daughter of Scorpius.
Does he introduce his barrel troll friend
I did
yet
not,
or not?
I did not... hear him
well,
until just, much later.
Let's just name him now.
Okay.
His name is Kegler.
Yes.
And neither of us really knows why.
I
mean, he's a keg, obviously.
He's a keg.
And I don't know if the lure part is like from Keebler because he looks kind of like a Keebler elf.
A little bit. I think it's just like Kegler sounds.
But I'm also like
good.
Thinking of it like a Pokemon name. So maybe it's just
because right.
Kegler sounds
well,
good.
Pokemon and Power Ranger names are not super far off.
This is true.
Like, if you look at Gen 1 Pokemon and Gen 1 Power Rangers, Shellshock could be a Pokemon. It'd be like Seal is a Pokemon. So anything could be a Pokemon.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Seal. The Seal Pokemon. So he says, like, any daughter of Scorpius would be better at fighting. And she's like, well, I'm not. All right. What do you want from me?
She just got her butt whooped and she's still standing up to this dude, like,
yeah,
shut up, don't talk crap about me.
I love that. It's that, like, princess quality of, like, I'm important, so it doesn't matter what happens, I'm still important. But it, like, it works really well, especially, like, against this, like, dusty old town backdrop.
And she's like, I will fight you. I can't.
Yeah, I will do bad.
I will.
It won't stop me. Also, this is when I noticed that they came out of the saloon. There is another saloon across the street. This is two saloon street. Maybe more. Like, hey, they're kind of like how there's a lot of Starbucks. Yeah. It's kind of like that, right?
Well, that's all that was in the Wild West was saloons and sheriffs.
Yep. Maybe a blacksmith.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bank because you got
to
rob something.
Yeah, you need something to rob. You can't just rob the saloon all the time.
No.
I mean, you could rob either saloon at any given point. You're not going to rob the sheriff. That's just foolish.
He doesn't have any money. It's just him in there.
It's just him. Maybe a deputy.
Maybe, but they probably aren't going
to
make it.
Anyway, this is to say that that he's like, well, if you, I don't remember, again, I was just watching the episode because it was, I was having fun.
Yeah.
So I don't exactly remember what the connective tissue is, but the point gets across that, like, she struck out on her own because, oh no, because she says, like, you want to turn me into a bug and I was not going to have that.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, that would be a terrible shame. If you could do whatever you wanted, if your life was yours to control, like, what would you do? And she's like, I learned to fight and I'd take my place next to my dad and I would rule the universe, but no one would ever challenge me. And he's like, well, okay, I'll teach you then. And she's like, oh, for real?
Yeah, and Kegler is like, oh, no, not again.
Not again. So.
Like, what? Okay, first of all, who was the first one?
Who was the first?
And what happened that was so bad that Kegler was like, oh, no.
Was it astronomer?
Oh.
I don't know. Well, because here's the thing, right? Astronomer, very powerful.
Yeah.
A lot of weapons, armor, all that cool stuff. Also very good at fighting.
She was.
So, and I think Ecliptor probably had a lot to do with that, but maybe during Astronema's, like, rebellious teen phase, she's like, I'm going to go to a bar, Dad. And she, and then she learns how to fight, because his training program is A, super effective, and B, only takes one day. So
yeah, that's true.
I want to say maybe longer.
I like to think it was, like, over the course of a couple days, but nothing else happens in the episode to suggest that.
The other timeline stuff is like 45 minutes, maybe an hour. So she accepts, and then we go to commercial. We come back. We're still on them. This is a very, like, Drakina heavy episode. So we're still on them training, and she's very bad. She's bad at doing jumping jacks. She's bad at karate. She's bad at, like, taking orders. And pulling stuff.
And yeah, doing every thing.
We get like a sweet, like, Rocky montage, and I love it, of just her, like, cool training.
This really cool thing happens where she, like, falls down and breaks a nail, which is what set her off last time, and she just blasted everybody, but she doesn't have her staff.
She can't blast. She does have a sword that does have some bug filigree on it, so I don't know if, like, they picked up her staff and made it a sword, or if he just had a bug sword.
I'm sure there's plenty of villainous bug swords.
That's
around.
Probably true.
But she breaks her nail, and he is just like, "Good, you have 9 more. Get back up." Like,
yeah,
who cares about your nail?
Like, oh,
she falls and breaks another one. He's like, 8 more to go. Get back up. He's just like not letting her have that.
Yeah, I very much like that. We don't see any more break, but I like to think they all did break at some point as a sign of progress. So then we come back to Terra Venture, and Deviant teleport. He doesn't teleport in or just walk around a corner, but there's some buggies there, and he's like, the Rangers are coming, just as I planned.
I think he just walked up the subway stairs.
I think so. And we see the Rangers, like, way far in the background, and he's like, all right, time to do my plan. Take the battery bomb to the warehouse now. I must away.
And the Rangers get down there, and they're like, oh, no, he awayed.
He awayed with a battery bomb. We got to go to the Dome 5 warehouse.
They call it a power cell. I think Kai is like, did he have a power cell? And Leo is like, oh, yeah.
Oh, totes.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
The Rangers are like, all right, we got to go. We got to go to the Dome 5 warehouse. So they run away. Cut back to the Blade ship. Deviant's like, oh, Scorp, I found Drakina. He's like, yes, finally. And like, oh, no, it's bad news, though. She's been kidnapped and held hostage by the Power Rangers. Scorp's like, that's exactly a thing they would do.
Yeah, they've done this before.
This super sounds like a Power Ranger maneuver. And so he's like, I'm going to go kill him myself. And Deviant's like, no, I'll go. I'll take care of it. He's like, no, I'm going to do it.
I think this is a pretty good plan for Deviant.
Oh, yeah, everything works out fine for Deviant.
But either way, like, if even if Scorp was like, you go get her, he could just be like, I failed, I killed her. Like,
right. Well, then.
Well, but, I guess Scorpius would just eat him.
Yeah.
Oh, you failed? Get into my weird, gross, sideways mouth.
But here's the thing. Like, he knows that this is going to, like, go his way. So he and either way, either A, he kills the Power Rangers die, or B, Scorp dies, or some combination of the two.
Right. Because he's not going to fight.
No. he's gunning for that cocoon. He wants to get all up in that cocoon's business.
I don't get it, man.
And turn into a big bug robot.
Maybe now I get it. Well, yeah, would he become a bug in there? Or would he just be like stronger? Does it just make her stronger, and then her strongest form is just she's a bug?
Well, I think what it does is it turns you into your max level, and for the sexy bug people, that's just a gross bug.
Oh, you're standing there just pumping rare candies in there.
I am confident that at one point Scorpius was hot.
Yeah, but then it has not been for at least 3,000 years.
It's been a long time. He got in the cocoon and he turned into a big fat bug with a very...
And he can't stand up. He has to be on something all the time.
He's always on something, and his mouth is just gross.
It's just not right. You can see someone's hand in there sideways working it, but it's just like, I don't know. It closes gross.
You guys ever see the movie Teeth? It's kind of like that. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Scorp's like, I'm going to kill him. And he's like, perf. We cut back to Trakina, who's dragging a sled of rocks. She was doing this in the montage, but now she's like kind of moving with it. And again, no time has elapsed. Like, it's this is all one day, which is important because in a second. Oh, also, we will get another montage in a second, but this is very important. While she's pulling this rock sled, this sled with rocks in it. This sled has zippers on it, too. Don't worry.
Yeah, the front of it is just a half-unzipped zipper.
Yeah, and so don't worry about that. That's
all of Villamax is just Hot Topic pants.
Yeah, man, circa 2003. We don't know how Hot Topic pants look now.
It's just skinny jeans now.
Yeah, it's all skinny jeans. That's styled now. It's not those raver pants with the belts and the zippers.
Is it still skinny jeans? Are those still... It was still the hot. I wear comfortable pants, so I don't know.
I haven't bought a pair of jeans in, I'm going to say, 4 years. Since I moved down here, I have not bought one pair of jeans. I don't think it's been a long time since before that, because I haven't grown very much, so I can fit into every pair of pants I've worn since I turned 12. So there's that. This is all to say that Megan Manzie is doing some dirt bike stunts while she's
he is, which he's like I circling love. Around. He's doing donuts and like tail outs, and he's just like 100 more miles to go. And she collapses.
Yeah, and she's like, ugh. And then
he walks over to her after she collapses, and he's just like,
get up.
What do you think you are? Get up. And like kicks her in the ribs. It's like, get up.
And then she like attacks him with the chain and knocks him down, and then a fight happens. And there's more montage of her improving, and she's in that like...
Oh, yeah, because he says something about like, you know, where's the will of the warrior in you, or something along those lines. Effect. And that's when she takes him down, and he's like, yes, finally, yes. Now we can start your training.
Yes, I love that. I love a good training montage. I like when a mentor is like doing stuff that seems obtuse and like it's not helping, but then it does.
But he keeps doing it until... The student gets the best of him. Yeah. He's like, okay, now we can get serious about it.
Now we can move on. Yeah, I love that. And I love even more that this is the bad guy. Like, Trakina's the villain.
Yeah, and we're rooting for her.
We're rooting for her. And that's partially because Deviant's worse, because he is a traitor. We cut to an established shot of Terra Venture as the blade ship kind of zooms up. And then we cut inside to the warehouse where the Rangers jump in, or when they open the door, they're like, all right, everybody be cool. And all of a sudden, at the end of the warehouse, Deviant is there. I don't know how they didn't see him when they came in the door, because he's dead center, like right ahead of them.
Yeah, because they walk in the door and he's like, come into my web, said the spider to the flies. And he's just like staring at them from the middle of an empty room.
Which, like, yeah, what? What'd you say?
There's like maybe one box, but it's not taller than him.
No. There's two boxes. There's one box behind him that we'll get to in a second. Also, the spider to the fly line Darkonda said that last year, I think.
I think so.
So, like, a lot of callbacks. A lot of in-space callbacks. But that, it's a Judd Lynn, Jonathan Zacher joint. So maybe that's it. He's like, yes, maybe you'll fight me, but also you'll have to deal with Scorp. And he just takes a sidestep, and then Scorp's sitting on a box behind him.
He's just on a crate, like, yes, welcome to the fight. I cannot move from this spot.
This is where I'll be if you need me. Have you seen those? Have you seen that picture of the bird who's fat and then sits down and, like, is a puddle and mushes out? Scorp's like that, but not cute.
Right.
But, like, an evil bug version of that.
Yeah. So he proceeds to kick the Power Rangers' butts from there.
Yeah. There's a fight, and there's some buggies, and DVS not doing it. I think he's, like, Mark Merrowing.
He's
like
hiding somewhere.
Yeah.
He's like, yes, this is working exactly how I wanted it to. Either way, something in my way gets destroyed.
Yeah, he's just, like, commentating on it, because, again, he talks so much in this show. Leo is like, I'm going to kill Scorp. That seems like a good plan for me. It runs up, and Scorp backhands him across the warehouse. He lands in some boxes on literally the other side, and Kai's like, no! Kai goes up to attack Scorp and just gets wrapped up in Tentacle.
Yep.
And it's just like the other Ranger. Well, Kendrick gets hit away, but not as bad.
Yeah, because Kendrick sees Kai and is like, no, Kai. And so Scorpius just slaps her.
With Kai or with a
no, with a tentacle? With another tentacle.
But then, like, Damon and Maya are like, we're going to hold off.
Yeah, we're just going to stay back here and, I guess, punch the other tentacles that are coming for us, because he has exactly a Power Rangers amount of tentacles.
I feel like he's got a lot of legs. Also,
I mean, he's got to have at least one more. Just
right.
Mike didn't show up this time.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
It is.
Mike, you busy?
I guess he's second in commanding.
Nah, I guess. He's got a job. That's right, he has a job.
Yeah, he's not like Leo, just can't have a job.
Just could not even stomach the thought of having a job. So then they all regroup. They lights up. I don't know. They don't all blast through him, but Leo ends up on top of him.
Yeah, they lights up and they get in his face, and he grabs four of them. From what I could tell, that's all he did was just grab them again. And then Leo jumped over him and stabbed him in the back.
Stabbed him like down his brain.
Maybe he slashed him up his brain.
Maybe
he's just one big brain.
There's not a lot of parts to him you can delineate.
Yeah.
It's like just like one unit of Scorp. But he like blows up and turns into energy and sort of teleports away.
Yeah, after Leo hits him, we go to DVR real quick, who's like, now's my chance. I want to go hop in that sweet cocoon. And then after he leaves, Scorp turns into like the energy dust and just goes upwards.
Yeah, so it seemed like he died. I thought he died, but like he's just very grievously injured, and I think this is him teleporting.
I mean, the Rangers thought he died too, because they celebrate the end of Scorpius.
Yeah, they're like, well, we did it. Let's go. So then we cut to Trakina, and they're fighting. They're doing sword fights, her and Megan Manzie, and she beats him, and he starts flirting a little bit. He takes this opportunity to get a little flirt on. Okay, maybe not the time, but
no,
sure.
Maybe not.
She seems into it, though, because she like helps him back up. And she's like, yes, now time to be evil somewhere else.
Yeah, well, she has some unfinished business to attend to, so we go back to the saloon.
Yeah. But so this is my favorite part. This is the denouement that I was talking about.
That's what I thought.
The arc comes full circle. She walks in. She takes the drink from one of the guys, pounds it because she can handle it now. Crushes the glass
it's
in her
Mountain
hand.
Dew.
It was. It was literally just flat Mountain Dew. It was like someone had a 2-liter and they left it out for a little while. And they're just like, here you go. It tastes bad, but it is still liquid, I guess. And she crushes the glass afterwards. And then
that happened in the original fight. She tried to break a bottle and she couldn't.
Yeah.
And she threw it at them and one of the guys caught it and crushed it in his hand.
Yes.
So even that comes full circle because now she crushes the glass in her hand right in front of the guy who crushed the bottle. He does not like that, even though it's much easier to crush what is essentially a champagne flute.
Yes.
Than it is to crush like a vodka bottle.
Yeah, like a thick vodka bottle. So they fight. I don't.
She beats him up.
She just beats him up. And so she walks out and she walks past Megan Manzie and he's like, that took you a little longer than it should have. And she's like, I wanted to show off a little bit, which I like. I like that she's like, yeah, I'm good at this now, so like, I'm gonna show off, because that's how I feel like doing.
I couldn't tell, before we move on, as the monster men are running out after getting beat up, it's like on Trakina the whole time. She is full on kicking and fighting and beating them up, but like her face is kind of in shadow from her helmet, and I cannot tell if it's Trakina or a stunt actress.
I think at least it might have been the whole time it was a stunt act. I don't think the whole time, because like she had to be there in the suit anyway.
Right.
But there was a couple points where it definitely looked like a stunt actress. I assume it's the same one that was doing a lot of the stunts in the desert.
Yeah.
Like, I think they probably just shot it like the same day. And they're like, all right, now for this, you just go do it. It was good, though. It was a fun fight. It was, you know, pretty short, and just her whooping two jerks. So she goes outside. She's like, I want to show off a little bit. And then Kegler comes running up. And at this point, he's just barrel boying. I know it's still, we learned he's Kegler in like 1 second.
Yeah.
Which is like pretty close to the end of the episode.
So, see, that's why I think he might have introduced him earlier. We just didn't catch it. But also maybe not. This would not be a new thing. We didn't hear any of the Power Rangers names in the first episode of the season. So
that's true.
Who knows?
So we heard Kendrick's last name. So he's like, Trakina, I'm so sorry to say this. There's been a terrible fight and Scorps is very badly injured. And she's like, we got to go. And Megan Manzie is like, I will escort you there. And Kayla's like, bro. It feels like they have a plan that they're supposed to be doing, or they have like
things. Yeah, like this is taking them away from something, but they were just chilling in a bar.
They were just playing circle poker. Cause like, because earlier, like the very first thing is Kegler comes down, he's like, yeah, sure, or says something to some monster, and he's like, Villamax, eyes on the prize, like, pay attention to what you're playing. So like, I don't know, I'm not sure. I like that he's like, this is a powerful lady, I want to throw in with her. Like,
yeah.
I want to be on her side. So we cut to the blade ship, and Deviant is gently and lovingly stroking one of Scorp's tentacles.
Oh,
in a just like a like it's just a little. It's like a very like loverly way.
Yeah,
like, and it's like, I know you hate Scorp, and I know you're trying to sell this, but like, you did not have this relationship before.
No.
So I don't know why you're all like, oh, well, sir.
It's because he wants that cocoon.
I know he wants to get in that cocoon. He wants that sweet, sweet power, turn into a giant bug robot. But like, I just feel like this is I think this is like a pretty brazen move when you're almost at the end of the finish line.
Yeah.
This is the hair getting a little cocky right before he wins. So he's like, Scorp's like, Deviant, you have to be the one to get in the cocoon and rule the universe, carry on my legacy and kill the Power Rangers. I hate them so much. And he's like, absolutely, gonna do that right now. See you later. And he goes to walk into the cocoon, and then we hear Father, and it's Trakina.
Yeah.
And she comes in, and Megan Manzie and Kegler are there. And she runs up and she like grabs his hand and she's like doing sort of the same thing, but in like a father-daughter way.
Yeah, and not in just kind of like an extra gross, creepy way.
And it's like, I like how she's like holding his tentacle to her face because it's like her hand, or his hand. And she's just like, oh, his tentacle. Like, it's like, oh, they're gross, but they love each other.
So Deviant has Scorp's blessing to get into the cocoon.
Yes.
And he hears Trakina, so he should have jumped right in.
I would have jumped right in. Like,
but instead, he just doesn't.
Yeah. He's like, and turns around. Maybe he was stunned. He didn't expect her to be back.
Maybe.
So she's back, and basically is a very tearful reunion / goodbye, because at the end of this, Scorp dies.
He does actually die. He fades away into dust again.
But his tentacle, one of his tentacles remains.
Yeah, the one that Trakina was holding remains and turns into a new staff that has what looks like a spider / little tiny Scorp.
It's a little Scorp.
In the gem on the top.
You know how like you go to Arizona and at the gift shops in the airport, there's like, here is a scorpion in plastic.
Yeah. Or like in resin or something.
Yeah, it's that, but Scorp.
Yeah, but like a Scorp. But tiny, it's also just a spider kind of painted to look like it.
Yeah, I don't know. Because
he's not a scorpion. He's closer to a spider.
He's just gross.
He's gross.
I mean, look, technically, I think scorpions are arachnids, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, but they're
not a bug doctor.
They're armored and stabby, whereas spiders are like squishy and bitey.
Spiders with armor and knives. Oh, it'd be the worst.
Yeah, it's a scorpion.
You're right. We just blew this thing wide open. Holy crap. He is dead and also a staff. And that's kind of like the, like, now you are the leader. Here is your very cool staff.
You're the Scorpius now.
Then Deviant is an idiot because Trakina does not want to get in the cocoon. So he can be, hey, let me get in the cocoon and kill the Power Rangers. Like, how about that? No. What he does is, like, it was Leo.
She asks who did this. And he's like, oh, your least favorite of all your worst enemies, the Red Ranger.
The Red Ranger. And she's like, well, I'm going to go kill him now.
And all of them.
All of them. So she teleports off and we get that shot of, like, her turning into a green ball and being out, like, floating outside the thing. And I thought the episode was going to end, but it didn't.
No, we go to Angel Grove Park on Terra Venture.
Yeah. Yep. Where they're having, all the Rangers have a nice little picnic.
A celebratory picnic.
Nice little picnic. And they're all just, like, lounging.
Yeah, they're having, like, some nice quips with each other. Yeah. Damon's like, hey,
now you can teach me how to cook.
Kendrick's is like, so much time for the galaxy book.
Oh, that sweet galaxy book. I love it so much. It's going to be useful and pertinent the whole time.
Can't wait for all the good data out of that galaxy
book. Even though we
book.
Can't read it at all. Anyway, but then Damon's like, yeah, maybe you can teach me how to cook, Kai. And Kai's like, I don't think there's enough time for that, no matter how much time we have. Which is fun. It's just, like, fun stuff. But then Maya, Buzz Killington, stands up and is like, there's something worse now.
Scorpion's gone, but now it's more evil.
And they're like, oh, our picnic was fun until now.
You had
Maya.
A flower in your hair, Maya. Come
now
on.
Now I gotta throw this cream cheese spread in the trash.
I hate Maya's stupid space senses.
Also, I know at some point she gets extensions or a wig or something.
She started with extensions. It changes to a wig. I don't know when.
Okay.
Or if that is already.
Is this
happened.
Extensions?
I don't know.
It looked a little different than last episode in a weird, like, texturally speaking.
Yeah, she started with extensions and she had to change to a wig because she fell asleep with the extensions in one time and they just, like, matted up in her hair.
And they had to, like,
I don't know if they just cut them out or I don't know what they did, but they changed to a wig after that.
I mean, like, people can get extensions that they just keep in for, like, days now, like weeks.
Yeah, but those
the
are good extensions.
Technology has far surpassed that.
I don't think Stefan was springing for good ones.
No. Anyway, that's the episode.
Yeah.
So, Josh, you started.
I did.
I get to pick the best. My favorite is Rocky Montage, where a villain, trains the villain. And we root for both of them.
Yeah, I was going to say the montage specifically, but the whole Trakina shows up on Onyx because she doesn't have anywhere else to go. It's like
that's
a planet
wayward
bad guys.
Yeah, it's like the bad guy planet.
She gets immediately beat up, and she's like, great, I can't even be here. And then there's the whole training. She learns how to fight, goes back, kicks their butt. But the training montage, I think, is my favorite part of that whole thing.
Yeah, I think that, and there's like two and a half discrete montages.
Yeah. And now Trakina is like the most personal villain we as an audience have had.
I think I think Astronema comes close, but like Astronema had like a lot of build.
Yeah, and we didn't grow with Astronema. We saw Astronema grown and then went back.
Yeah, and then we kind of got, we filled in the gaps. Whereas, this is the first time we are seeing, like,
in this episode, Trakina went from spoiled little princess to the bad guy.
Yeah.
And it's that's awesome. Pretty great.
And like, they could have really easily done, like, Trakina just doesn't, her station doesn't matter here on Onyx, and she's got to, like, get a job or whatever. And I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad they went right to, like, hey, let's make you badass. And she's like, yeah, let's do that. The worst I'm going to say is, oh, this is nice.
It's really not. Mine's really tiny.
I don't think, Deviant stroking the tentacle was a little off-putting. No, like, I'm not trying to yuck any yums here. Like, if you're a robot and you're in love with a bug, like
right, that's
fine. Let your fly.
There was nothing to suggest that was the case.
It just seems
actually,
like,
quite the opposite was suggested.
Yeah, it just seems like it was Deviant going like, oh, almost time. Got to really sell it now, and he oversold it. It's like, oh, buddy,
yeah.
if Scorp wasn't an idiot, he would know something's up.
It would have been great if Scorp was like, Deviant, I have something to tell you. I am dying, and the only way I can live is to eat you. And then he's gone, and we don't have to ever deal with Deviant again.
I'm hoping Megan Manzi kills him. What's your worst?
My worst is Maya's face senses.
I would have liked it to
end on the Rangers being like, we did it. We killed Scorp. And just like in the background, you just see Trakina starting to come in. Yeah. Just like her green balls like in the sky behind them.
Or we could have shaved like a couple of seconds here and there and just gotten like 15 for them being like, everything's going to be great. And then cut to Trakina landing and like looking up all menacing and like threatening.
Not the Rangers, no. Because I think my worst part about Maya is like she just knows whatever the Rangers need to.
Yeah, she's an exposition character. Yeah, that was pretty bad too. I'm still gonna say it's just Deviant overselling the bit and it didn't work. And the MVP is Trakina.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like obviously, very close runner up to honorable mention of Megan Manzi.
Yeah, I really like Villamette. I like his design because he looks like. If a Power Ranger was a monster.
It does. Do you remember in Terp? You probably don't. There was one episode where there was a guy who was like a bird.
Yeah, it said like Max 3000 on his chest.
Max 3000 the Birdman is one of my favorite designs of all of Power Rangers.
Yeah, if he got corrupted and was a bad zipper man, he would be, he would be this guy.
Or like they it seems like the same thing happened to two different Sentais. Like one of the Jetmen became Max 3000 and then like I don't know someone else one of like the in space guys I don't know something
a mega ranger
became Megan Manzi. So but Trakina is the MVP but like runner up to him.
Yeah, she couldn't be there without him, so he's the MVP to the MVP. Yeah.
who's the real MVP? Still Trakina.
Yeah.
And now we gotta rank it.
Oh, crap. Oh, wait, did we never ranked the last one.
I don't think we did.
I remember we didn't.
We didn't?
Because it was a two-parter, and we started to talk about it, I think, in the first part. We're like, no, we have to wait until the second one.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end of the second one, we just never did.
We didn't.
So we have to rank those.
Oops.
As one episode.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
I will start that one off by saying I think it's below the double duty line.
I was going to say the same thing. It's double duty is the line of demarcation. Like this is what separates a good episode from a bad episode.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, I think, in the bad. I don't think it's worse. I don't think it's much worse than double duty.
No, because, I would probably put it right under there.
Okay.
Because everything other than that is like the first 12 episodes.
Yeah, right under that is the Blue Crush, where Kai just like, I'm going to videotape a woman without her permission for a while.
It's better than that.
It's better than that. And then right below that, which is like, if it does go below Blue Crush, it does not go below Sunflower Search, where there was just sunflowers for no reason. So, but right below, Silent Sleep is below Double Duty.
Okay, I think it's still better than Silent
Sleep.
Okay,
yeah, I will agree with that. So that is Lost Galactabeasts, and it automatically tries to correct to Galactabuddies, so...
Good job.
I gotta get pretty deep into Galactabeasts before it's like, oh, you want Galactabeasts, all right, fine, it won't be Galactabuddies. So that is coming in at number 8, and now for this episode, where are you thinking?
I'm thinking pretty high. Like, what's number 5?
Number 5 is Shark Attack, which I think this is better than.
I think it's better than Shark Attack.
I did love Shark Attack because there was a duel amongst men for honor.
Yeah.
So I did love that. Next, after that, is Orion Returns, which is the first episode that was, like, very good.
That was good. That Lost Galaxy got its stuff together when Orion came back.
Yeah, weird.
I think this might be better than that.
And then above that is Stolen Beauty. I don't think this is better.
I don't know. It's
a toss-up.
What's above Stolen Beauty?
Destined for Greatness.
I don't think it's better than that.
Destined for Greatness had the Fanga Puppets.
Nothing's going to be Fanga Puppets except for one thing.
Redemption Day Fanga Puppets. I don't know. I don't know if it's better or worse than Stolen Beauty. This is kind of tricky.
I think...
I definitely had a lot more fun in Stolen Beauty.
I had a lot more fun. That's a more fun episode, but this is a the episode itself tells a better story than that one
does.
That's
true.
And it's the origin story of Trakina the Big Bad.
Yeah.
So I would put this one above Stolen Beauty.
I will agree with that. I think
not
right.
by much.
No, we're talking inches here. But I think the quality of the arc of the episode, like telling this like entire story in a way that Power Rangers usually falls on its face trying to do. I think it goes above. So coming in at number three is Heir to the Throne. So that's it. That's going to do it for us for today. Thank you guys very much for listening. I didn't see what the next episode is, but I saw that Trakina was in the little image.
Oh, it's called, I think it was called An Evil Day.
That makes sense.
Or something like that.
What an evil day.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out how evil that day was on Friday.
Yeah, we have an evil time.
But until then,
may the power protect you.
Heir to the Throne, baby.
What is that?
It's a Hail of the King, baby, but not...
Okay, is that a Duke Nukem?
No, it's a Ash from Army of Darkness.
Okay. I can't keep those two straight.
They're very different.